asterisk system.
What is this?
100% medically accurate.
Is this a perverted film you've been talking about?
Okay, here's the deal. Few independent films are as simultaneously reviled and anticipated as Tom Six's Human Centipede 2 Full Sequence, and rightfully so. Because if you're looking for a full delivery on the gross-out moments that Six pulled his punches on in the first film, you'll get that. If you're looking for something truly awful and disgusting, you'll get that too. The story turns in on the first film following the severely disturbed Martin Lomax, a stout, psychotic, and possibly mute man who's obsessed with the film Human Centipede. So much so, he plans to build his own 12-person centipede as instructed in the film. It reminds us we all need goals in our life. Sure, it's gross, but Human Centipede 2 fails as a horror film because you feel nothing for the characters, either the victims or the anti-hero, because there's no development beyond rich guy in business suit or hot girl in miniskirt. But that doesn't mean it's not enjoyable to some degree, because where the film actually succeeds is in an unintentional comedy, like a gross-out barf bag version of The Room. When Tom Six goes for shock, he achieves silliness. Even at the movie's most extreme brutal moments, I found myself laughing. I'm not sure if Six meant it that way, but the third act is one of the funniest yet warped things I've seen all year. As a horror movie, Human Centipede 2 Full Sequence gets 1.5 stars out of 5, but as a comedy, it gets 4 stars out of 5. Go figure. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.